Welcome back to Woo Buddies, the podcast where two brothers talk about stuff and other things and more things and, yeah.
Did you say Woo Buddies or Womb?
Woo Buddies. Womb. Womb. With a B on it.
Womb.
Womb.
Womba Buddies.
Womba Buddies.
Womba Buddies.
So, should we have, like, a real intro, like, something we say every time?
I thought we, like, played music or something like that.
Well, there's music, but then we start talking.
Well, I think you said welcome to Womb Buddies every time, so you
that's just stay, it.
Keep like, up with that.
Like, should we have, like, a full, like, sentence that's, like, Womb Buddies.
Welcome back, you sexy motherfuckers. Like,
welcome
what do you
back. Oh, that's a thing. I thought more like a informative, like, this is what you're about to listen to type deal.
Good morning, fuckers.
Good morning.
We can start with good morning,
fuckers. What if they listen to it at night?
Well, we record it in the morning, so.
We record this one in the morning.
We should record all of them in the morning.
It's an awful idea.
No, this is a good idea. And you said I'm not the morning person.
I didn't say I was, though.
And you're like, I'm going to wake up late. No, I woke up late and still made you coffee.
You did make me coffee. I talked about coffee last time, and I'm now drinking coffee.
How is that going? How do you like the coffee?
It's liquid and it's warm.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is it doused in a gallon of creamer, or?
I don't think it's a full gallon.
Okay.
Maybe half
like
a gallon.
Half a gallon? Okay, yeah. So yours tastes like a donut, whereas mine tastes like actual coffee.
A donut?
Yeah.
I mean, it's French vanilla. I don't know that it's a donut.
I've never had creamer, so I don't know what they taste like, and I don't intend on having creamer.
Okay. You don't ever intend on it?
No. I will drink my coffee black till I die.
Which...
Sorry, do we have to bleep that out?
What? Black or
no
die?
Racism.
You're an idiot. So, the Brother Podcast, where we talk about stuff. There you go. That's mm-hmm. That's what we're going with. Did you have any current events to talk about at the...
Current events.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you would stop playing the damn videos on website.
This website... Where is the freaking... Stop! Oh, my God. How many videos are playing right now? There's, like, 3 videos playing. Stop!
This is gonna have to get cut.
Stop! They're jumping all over the screen. Stop!
Like...
It won't stop. Where is this video coming from?
Close out of all. Well, look, this one's got the volume on it.
I can see that.
Just mute the computer.
Did you have any?
Mute the computer. You have no. Don't you remember in high school and you wanted to play a game, you had to mute your computer to play?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you weren't a bad student, apparently.
I also wasn't prepared for just videos to start playing left and right. I guess now I will be in the future. So did you have any current events? That's what we were trying to talk about when my computer got in the way.
I don't think so.
Nothing?
Well, here's something interesting on the trending stories on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
It says scientists don't know why 1/3 of U.S. rivers have turned yellow or green. That doesn't sound good.
Interesting. Yellow or green?
Yeah.
And scientists don't know why?
Nope.
Hmm.
Can't explain it, apparently.
They don't have any guesses?
I didn't read the article, just the title.
You think there's somebody with a lot of food coloring just sitting at the top of all the rivers and just... Boop, 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 boop. They're like,
fuckers.
Oh, this is really going to mess with the scientists.
The 6 biggest mistakes when cooking chicken breast. See, you could have used this like 8 years ago when you tried to kill those judges.
I'm not trying to kill anybody.
Well, you served them raw chicken.
What are the 6 biggest cooking mistakes?
Don't serve it raw.
Uh-huh.
That's number 1.
That's a good one.
Not using a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Not cooking bone-in, skin-on breasts. I don't know what that means.
I mean, it takes longer to cook it bone-in, skin-on, but...
Not pre-salting.
Why would you...
You have to pre-assault your chicken before you can get it in the oven.
Oh, I'm listening to you wrong. You do want to cook bone-in, skin-on chicken.
Not
Got
cooking
you.
Cutlets. Letting
dry.
It go to waste. That doesn't seem like a cooking problem. That seems like you just didn't eat it all.
Don't let it go to waste.
Not cooking chicken thighs. So if you cook the chicken head, you're doing it wrong.
Interesting. So to follow up on your chicken right here, mm-hmm. just happened to work out. I have some current events here.
Oh, okay.
Very, very much related to chicken. So,
and that is,
what?
What is it?
What is it? I'm about to tell you.
Like McDonald's chicken is poisonous?
No, it's not. This is back from February 17th.
February, okay.
So it's fairly recent. Burger King has announced that they are going to, later this year...
Oh, are they jumping in the spicy chicken sandwich
game? They're jumping in the chicken sandwich game.
Oh, God. Another one?
Apparently, they've already tested it in Phoenix and Miami, and I guess it's gone well.
I call bullshit on that. It's Burger King.
It's a trio of chicken sandwiches. It's actually releasing yesterday for us, the 24th.
Oh, we should have went and got one.
So, I didn't realize. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't see what the three were. Research.
We could have went and got one.
But, yeah, Burger King's jumping into the chicken sandwich game. But that's not where it stops.
Although, I will give Burger King, you know those like, six-inchers, the chicken sandwich they have?
Like the long, flat ones?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them that. Those are pretty good. But I don't think they're real chicken, because it doesn't taste like chicken to me.
Okay.
It almost tastes like sweet.
Chicken can be sweet.
If you put the right spices on it, but I don't think the... It looks like a long chicken nugget to me.
Okay.
That was it.
That was all your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it just looks like a long chicken.
So, following up Burger King's announcement that they were going to come out with a new chicken sandwich, we move forward to February 23rd, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell has announced a new chicken sandwich taco.
That's
debuting
that.
Later this year.
It's a battle of the fast food joints, man.
Taco Bell has entered the chicken sandwich war.
I guarantee you Taco Bell's going to win all of this.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you want to see what it looks like?
Nah, I got faith. Oh, fuck. I still have faith. It probably tastes great.
So it looks to be...
Listen, Taco Bell does not look appetizing at all from the outside. But when you eat that shit, it's just like, it's amazing.
They are testing in Nashville and Charlotte March 11th. So if you're in Nashville or Charlotte, go get a Taco Bell chicken
test it
sandwich.
In our house. That'll be good.
That's all they need?
Yeah, just our house. How come they never tested in, like, Detroit?
Probably because...
And why do they pick such big cities? Like, how many Taco Bells are there really in Charlotte? Or is it just, like, the Charlotte area?
I think maybe they're going for more of the chicken... Like, that's where chicken is made a lot.
Oh, why is that where chicken's made?
Because barbecue.
Oh, okay. Well, that's some bullshit, so.
You want it here?
Yeah.
Maybe they just didn't want to come up here on March 11th because it's probably still going to be cold.
I don't know. We just had a 50-degree day yesterday here in Boise, Idaho.
In Boise, Idaho, yeah. After you said Detroit.
Don't worry, I threw them off the trail.
So, my story's not over.
Oh, okay. What other fast food? Wendy's? Wendy's jumping in?
So we're turning around yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
February 24th. Popeyes comes in with just a right hook at Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes
says, they're making a taco?
No. But they went on the TikTok, right?
Mm, okay, the TikTok.
They got this employee from the Popeyes on the TikTok, and they said... Here's what you do, people. You can't get the Taco Bell taco yet, but if you come to Popeyes, buy a chicken sandwich, cut the chicken in half, fold the buns over, you have two tacos.
Damn. Okay. So this is just all out war here. Okay. Fuck.
So, there you go.
They really, like, are coming after my Taco Bell like that. I may never eat at Popeyes again.
Yeah, you know, apparently they've done this before to Chick-fil-A when they talked about pickles.
Well, I mean, that's not surprising. Those two are really in contention, but you're just going to come out of the blue and attack Taco Bell like that and not even go after Burger King?
They went for it. So that's my chicken update for the week.
Listen, Popeyes is probably my least favorite place to go.
Okay.
Because... You can get the same chicken at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. Same, I'd say, like, level of good chicken at those two.
I think people would disagree with you.
But you don't have to wait in a line for 7, 8 I wanted to say 70, but that didn't 70. Sound good. I'm going to go with an hour and a half.
Which is a little over 70 minutes.
Yes, but it sounds better when you say an hour and a half.
Have you had the Popeyes sandwich?
One time, and I waited 45 minutes for it and was very disappointed.
No, oh, I've never had it, so.
It's nothing special.
Good to know. So, there you go. That's the chicken wars that are happening right now, if you were curious.
Well.
I stumbled upon those the other day, and I thought I might share it with you.
I think that we should all just boycott Popeyes.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Uh-oh, what?
Apparently, yesterday, for us, which is February 24th, McDonald's came out with a new sandwich, chicken sandwich, in Tennessee and Texas.
What is there?
Oh, no, that's already been in Tennessee and Texas. It's a new crispy, what is it? Crispy chicken sandwich.
You know what it is? They just took the same recipe and gave it a new name, and they were like, let's test it. Let's see if they're dumb enough to figure it out or not.
I didn't realize this chicken sandwich thing was blowing up right now. Oh, snap.
Sorry if you guys can hear the garbage truck in the background.
Yeah, it's okay. They got to do their jobs, too. Yeah, that's my chicken update. I didn't realize there was going to be an extra chicken update in there, but the chicken wars are going down. Let us know which chicken sandwich slash taco. Let us know which chicken sandwich slash taco is the best. Is it Taco Bell? Here they come. They might just take the top spot right away. Who knows? So that was current events.
Well, I was going to try and read this article that said Earth is pulsating every 26 seconds and nobody knows why, but I'm not paying 99 cents for
it. Well, we don't know a lot of things, apparently. We got colored rivers that nobody knows about. We got the pulsing Earth.
Apparently.
Maybe it's alive. It has a heart.
We're all just going to die. Well, this is the other way I get all my news. I go to Twitter and I go to the search column and then I go to trending and see what's trending.
Okay, what's trending right now?
So we got same-day premieres.
Okay.
Not in movie theaters, though, on HBO Max, because that's the new movie theater.
Yeah,
those absolutely. Are never coming back.
I haven't been to a movie theater in, like, 2 years.
Those are never coming back. Just so all of you know.
I like a good movie
Everybody's
theater.
Just going to say, put it on HBO Max.
Don't put it on HBO Max. I don't have that. Well, I guess Marvel has their new... No, I think movie theaters might come back.
Oh, so
it's a lot of money that they get.
Number one trending in the U.S. right now is just the hashtag Thursday morning.
Well, it is a Thursday morning.
It's easy like Thursday morning.
No, that's not the song.
Yes, it is.
That's not how the song goes.
That's it.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk about Brian Williams.
What's Brian Williams up to?
I don't know.
Okay, well, never
mind
that.
It just says his name is trending. Sweet. So apparently a lot of people talk about Brian Williams.
Who's Brian Williams?
A journalist?
That's who it is. I thought that's who it was.
Of MSNBC?
My brain didn't allow me.
Hootie? Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, what's up with Hootie?
I don't know. I clicked on Hootie and it brought me a picture of Post Malone, so I don't think it's the right Hootie.
It's the wrong Hootie?
Apparently Post Malone is nicknamed Hootie as well.
What? He stole?
Oh, okay. Post Malone released a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish 1995 hit song, Only Wanna Be With You.
Oh, okay.
For Pokemon's 25th anniversary. I don't know what those three things have to do in common, but...
There was too many things.
Post Malone released an old country singer's song,
aka... Was he country when he was Hootie?
Darius Rucker. I'd say it was like country rock.
Okay.
And then he released it for Pokemon's 25th anniversary because we all know that Hootie and the Blowfish and Pokemon go hand in hand. If you weren't listening to Hootie and the Blowfish when you were playing Pokemon as a kid, you were doing it wrong.
Apparently I was doing it wrong. You know I'm the same age as Pokemon, pretty much?
You know I'm not.
Hey. I don't remember. I think it's the show that's 25 years old. Or maybe it's the game. It's not the idea of Pokemon. I think cards were around before
Pokemon.
But, you know.
Remember that little box I used to have of cards? My special little case?
My special little case.
Yeah, and I lost it, and it had that, what was that?
The Wailord.
The one that I could kill two of your cards with, but it took my card out, too.
You know, I actually learned how to, for real, play the Pokemon card game the other day.
Were we playing it wrong as kids?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just like, I choose you, and then you fought.
No, there's like, you gotta use the energy cards.
I never understood what those were for. Like, what do you do with those?
I'll have to show you later how to play Pokemon. You gotta, like, because all the attacks have little energies next to them.
Oh, okay.
So you attach the energy to the Pokemon, and then you can only attack if you have enough energy to attack.
And those don't go away after you attack, right?
No, okay, they stay.
So you can put, like, 7
also,
on there.
Like, you can only have one Pokemon out at a time. I'm getting real burpy over here.
I feel like we did that rule.
Maybe we did that. You can only have one at a time, and then you have, like, a bench with your other Pokemon.
This wasn't fucking Yu-Gi-Oh.
I've played that, too. It's complicated, too.
I won second place at a tournament in fourth grade, so...
In Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon?
In Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, nice job.
I can't say the names. With one of our old friends' decks. I didn't have any cards.
One of our old friends' decks with an E?
Dex
with an E.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
You ever seen that video where it's like the Australian guy and he goes, look at this dick. And he's talking about a deck. It's fantastic.
I think I have seen it, actually.
It's a great outdoor dick.
I have seen it. Now that you say that, yes, I have seen it.
There was our accent for the show. I didn't do it very well, but I tried. Okay.
You did so many last episode.
Did I really?
You were throwing them out left and right.
I'm a very good accent impression.
I can't even remember which ones. You did a Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, my God. That was so
You fucking
bad.
Donut!
That was better than the first one.
Where's the lamb sauce?
That's specifically what you were doing last time. So,
okay, that's the impression that we were thinking of the last night.
Yeah, that must be the one that you did. We also, TikTok update. How's the TikTok coming?
Oh, yeah, I still haven't. We don't have anything to post. Like, there's nothing for us
you
to do.
You can't post if you don't have the thing to put the post on.
Yeah, but we don't have any posts to do.
What do you mean we don't have any posts
What do you want me to post?
I'm drinking coffee right now. Nobody can see it.
That's more of, like, an Instagram thing. No. TikTok's not
Do
about,
we have
like,
an Instagram?
Well, I can make one in 2 seconds.
We'll make one!
Okay.
All right, he's making an Instagram as
well,
we talk.
Here's the other problem. Like, if I just make an Instagram, people don't just, like, we don't just have followers. Like, we have to get followers first. That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
But
like,
they can't follow anything if it's not there.
That's true, but once you build the following based on the podcast, that's when you're, like...
Okay.
Halfway through, you announce, like, we got an Instagram now.
Halfway
Come
through,
like
you
our
go,
photos.
Guess what? This is what our dumbass faces look like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to see that on the cover art when we finally take the picture.
Yeah, but those won't really be, like, our current faces.
Are you they're not going to be our current faces.
I thought
faces.
You were going with the other picture we talked about where we're small children.
Oh, are we going to do that one?
I like that one.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows what we're talking about right now. Maybe you'll see. In a couple weeks.
I think they should guess at whose personality is whose picture because it's a very, very easy to tell.
It's a picture that very well describes our personalities in a snapshot. I got coffee on my computer screen. How did I get so much on here? Oh my God.
Mom said stand still and smile and I said it's my time to shine.
Well, you've just ruined the game. How are they gonna guess now?
It's my time to shine.
Well,
maybe I stood still and smiled and obeyed her orders.
Maybe
didn't. Who knows?
That's how you shined, was let me just open up my teeth here and blast you with some pearly whites.
Well, I mean, both of us didn't have pearly whites at that point. Both of our teeth were running away from each other, so.
That's true.
Yours is a lot worse than
big
mine.
Big old gap.
Man, you could stick your whole finger through yours.
Why are you just insulting childhood me now?
I could only get my tongue. Well, I still have a gap, though, but that's not fair because you're cheating. You have a permanent bar behind your teeth hold them in place.
They didn't want
to
stay together, so we fixed it.
Neither do mine, but they wouldn't do that for me.
Well, you know, that's how life goes sometimes. Sometimes you get a bar to help you out, and sometimes you don't.
Apparently. It's okay. I'm looking at Invisalign soon, so we'll get these teeth straightened one way or another.
Maybe you just go without it. Like, go for, like, a Will Ferrell mouth. He's got some crazy teeth going on.
The only thing I really want fixed is just, like, the gap in the front here.
You take a hammer?
Nope.
Knock it back into place?
And, like, also, my bottom teeth, they kind of angle out, right?
Okay.
So, like, they poke into my lip a lot, and it causes sores.
Which so if you sucks. Ever just run like head on into a wall, your teeth will hit first?
Well, yes, that wasn't the scenario that I was considering bad for, but yes, that would suck.
Yeah. Okay. Just, I guess your nose would probably hit first.
I mean, unless I ran like this.
If you ran like tooth forward?
I'm a little bulldog, so.
Like a little bulldog, yeah, okay.
That was a bad face. No pictures of that face.
Well, we can put a picture of that face up because we don't have an Instagram.
Hmm. I mean, if you want me to post to nobody, I can post to nobody.
Do it. What are they going to find when they get there? They're going to be like, come follow us. And then they're going to be like, oh, it's an empty Instagram.
Well, we'll make a photo when we make the account for people to follow.
We'll make a photo?
Yeah, we'll make a photo.
I think take is the proper verb for that.
Depending on how long it takes us to get a following, we might have to make a photo.
Oh, I see.
Because we might not be in the same household.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, we just each take a photo.
And then you'll Photoshop together. And we'll be like, yeah, we were next to each other.
I have to do the work on this one.
I haven't used Photoshop since 9th grade, so I don't know how to use it anymore.
You suppose that I know how to use it well.
Isn't that like your job?
No.
Isn't that what you're going to school for?
Video editing.
It's like Photoshop.
There's like a wisp of it in there.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I have a wisp of Photoshop.
Exactly. How hard can it be to copy, cut, and release, or paste, or whatever the fucking is?
I hope you don't want it to look good, is the only thing. Like, if you want us to look like we're standing next to each other.
What if you did, like, that thing where, like, you know how in TV shows they, like, have a photo and it's, like, torn, and then you, like, put it together?
You want me to...
But, like, we'll be in two different, completely different back. Like, you take a picture here in, like, the wintertime, and I'll take it there, like, next to a palm tree or something.
Okay.
And we'll just, like, put them together, and it'll be like, yeah, we were at the same place, just
one's really. Just one really bright and white, and the other's really bright and sandy.
Yeah.
What? Because I said white? Mm-hmm. It's snow. You want me to say yellow?
It looks like cocaine.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow snow.
Well, don't pee in the snow, please.
Okay.
And the sand would be more yellow than anything. Well, golden.
What if it's a black sand beach?
Well, they don't have those.
Or a white sand beach. Do they not?
No.
You might be mistaken.
I'm not mistaken.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think they do.
A white sand beach?
No, not a white sand.
A black sand beach?
Yeah.
What is black sand?
It's like volcanic crap, I think.
I don't think it's on... The island that I'll be on, though.
Oh, well. That's unfortunate. So, do you want to talk about some music? You want to talk about some music, and you told me to
Palau Beach.
He's just looking at beaches now.
Well, I wanted to know now.
I don't know where the black sand
is. It's on the Big Island.
The Big Island. Gotcha.
So, it is not on the correct island.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably get there pretty easily, but...
But?
I won't.
Okay. You ended your sentence in the middle and then came back to it.
With a preposition.
Yes.
Didn't think I knew that, did you?
No, I mean, I don't know that you could spell it.
B-U-T. But.
Okay, I was going more for preposition than but. And I thought if you were going in that direction, you would have went with I-T, it.
P-E-R-P... It's either I or A. I'm going to go with A-S-I-T-I-O-N. Preposition.
What?
A-S? Oh, wait. Hold on.
Preposition?
No T in it.
No T?
Hold on. P-E-R-P A.
What did you... Hold on. Go back. P-E-R-P?
P-R-E-P. P-R-E-P.
This is the part of the podcast where we learn how to spell. A.
I. Oh. S-I.
S-I.
S-I-O-N.
S-I-S-I-O-N?
Mm-hmm.
It is P-R-E-P-O.
It's an O.
S-I-T-I-O-N.
There was a T.
It's an O and a T. You goofed out those two parts.
That's closer than I thought I would have gotten.
So do you want to talk about music?
Sure. I was listening to Disney music.
As you lick your finger.
I was listening to Disney music this morning.
That you were.
I was.
You definitely were.
What playlist do you want to... What top 10? Top 10 what?
I don't... You're the one that wanted to talk about music.
Well, I figured you'd, like, pick the top 10 of something, and I'd just, like, rattle them off.
What are your top 10 songs right now? You're rattling them off, or are we discussing?
Top 10 songs right now?
Right now.
At this moment. We can discuss them while I rattle them off.
Okay, rattle them off, then.
Okay.
Top 10 songs right now. The sound of him slamming his phone down into the table.
Oh, my Lord. They need to hear the audio, okay? They need to know what's happening. So, you want to start at 10?
Number 10?
Yeah,
sure. We'll start at number 10.
We're going to go with Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson.
Are you ranking them? Are these ranked in order?
Yes, okay. Ranked in order. Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson, number 10. What a guy, first off. Made the song Upside Down that was played in the Curious George movie.
Oh, good.
That is always a bop. There's never not a time where you can't listen to Upside Down. Like, happy, sad, mad, Upside Down will Kiro it all.
Okay.
Banana Pancakes is very much like it. It's more for a day inside, though. I feel like I'm talking really loud. The thing keeps getting the red.
Well, that's what you do. If anybody listened to the last podcast, all the audio from this man was like, I'm going to talk like this, and then I'm going to talk like this.
I'm like 6 feet from the microphone, and it's still in the yellow.
Well, just talk at one normal
I don't
volume.
Have one
if
of
you
those.
Talk loud the whole time, I can just turn everything down. But if you talk quiet and loud, I can't turn it down and up.
I don't have that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, just try and normalize your volume and talk.
Okay.
So you said it's more of an inside song.
More
that
of an
would
inside.
Be...
So sorry, like a day in, a relaxing day in.
Well, the first line here is, "Can't you see that it's just raining?" So yes, that would.
It is made for people in Seattle,
ain't
not
no need
London.
To go outside.
Ain't no need to go outside.
Uh huh. Did you want to sing it for us?
No.
Do
I'm
a
good.
Cover real quick.
I'm good.
This was from 2005. Nice. I've never heard this song. Well, I heard it yesterday, apparently, but I think only once, and I wasn't paying attention.
All right. You ready for number 9?
Number nine,
we're going to go with Tokyo Drifting by The Glass Animals featuring Denzel Curry. Denzel Curry is one of those very, very good rappers nowadays.
Okay.
And Glass Animals it slaps cheeks all day.
They don't
have a bad song. The newest album, Tangerine, is just phenomenal. Tokyo Drifting is a great song, and my all-time favorite by them is the warmer one. Warm.
Oh,
I need to look up the name.
I couldn't help you with it.
Heat Waves. It's getting warmer. That's what it is. Okay.
So we have in here Suck Smoke in his 40.
Is this Denzel Curry?
Yeah. I don't know. No, this is Dave Bailey.
Dave Bailey? Who's Dave
Bailey?
It says
verse one, Dave Bailey. Here, Denzel.
Oh, that's the guy from Glass. So, fun fact about this song.
Okay.
Glass Animals wrote this. Dave Curry is Glass Animal guy. He wrote a beat for somebody else, but they decided that they didn't want to use it at the last second.
Did you say Dave Curry? Who's Dave Curry?
He didn't want to. Guy, he's in Glass Animals.
You've. Denzel Curry or Dave Bailey?
Dave Bailey.
Okay.
And so he wrote this beat for another artist, but the artist decided that they didn't want to use it, but he thought it was such a good beat that he didn't want it to go to waste.
Okay.
So he tried to rap to the song, but Glass Animals is not a rap group, so he didn't do it very well.
Gotcha.
So he called up Denzel Curry and said, "Hey, you want a beat? I got one for you." And then they made the song. And in the song, it's something that Glass Animals doesn't usually do, and he said that he wasn't comfortable with the style of music, so he calls himself Wavy Dave in the song.
I did see Wavy Davey.
Wavy Davey, yes.
Quite
he
a
calls
few times
himself
in
that in the song because he doesn't want his actual name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting.
But you've just called him out now,
well,
so his actual name's in there.
Our 3 followers aren't going to really, you know, tag him in anything, so I think
okay.
We're good.
But they know the secret now.
They do know the
I guess it's now. Not the best when you put the name of your band in the name if you don't want them to know who you are.
Well, it wasn't like, he just, like, wasn't comfortable, like, with the song, like, the type of song it was, and so...
But he wrote the beat?
Yes, he wrote the beat.
Gotcha.
And I think he wrote most of the lyrics. Denzel Curry just wrote his rap portion in it.
But he was still uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, well, he was just uncomfortable with doing the rap part. That's why he brought Denzel Curry in.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I think there's, like, an unreleased version of it out there where he does the rap part. Wavy Dave does rapping, which I'd kind of like to hear, but who knows.
Wavy Dave.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Wavy Davey.
What are we on, number 8?
Number 8, we're going to go with,
Lots of noise
Used
out
to.
Of Used to.
Used to by Josh Golden.
By Daughtry.
Josh Golden.
Oh, okay.
Josh Golden.
By Josh Golden.
Yes.
What has Josh Golden got for us?
A song?
Oh, you weren't going to discuss further?
I mean, this is just one of those kind of lo-fi bops for me. It's, I don't really know how to describe this one.
Some product placement in this one.
Oh, what product?
Well, in the third line, he says...
Oh, Jeep Liberty? Yeah. Jeep paid him for it.
Jeep Liberty. Interesting.
Okay.
I've never heard this song, I don't believe. I don't know that I've heard any of the songs that you're about to say.
What are we on, number 7?
Uh-huh.
Number 7, we're gonna switch genres a little bit here. We're gonna go with One of Them Girls by Lee Brice. I know you've heard that song.
I've heard that song, yeah.
That one is a great song. I love that song, actually.
Okay.
It's a good country song. Still not, like, you know, contemporary country, but it's country.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, well, country pop. Is that what they call it now? Country pop?
I don't know. I just call it country. Mm-hmm. This one, there's some product placement. Bud Light.
Well, that's just like every country song product placement.
You know.
Bud Light.
Yeah, that's the only product placement in this song I can see. Love's Lockdown. Do you want, like, he's promoting quarantine?
Yeah, he
gotcha.
Is.
Gotcha. There you go. What are we on, number 6?
Yes.
You're just blasting through these.
So number 6, we're going to go with Tongue Tied.
Okay.
By Marshmello featuring Youngblood and Black Bear.
The song Youngblood, or?
No. And okay. It's spelled Y-U-N-G. Not
Y-U-N-G.
Y-O.
Young.
Yeah, Young.
Gotcha. Any thoughts on it?
Oh, sorry. I was burping.
Oh, sorry.
This one's more of kind of like a rock song. It's pretty good. It's for the depressed, I'd say.
Okay.
Or recently depressed, or just, you know, kind of like your middle school emo phase, I'd say.
My middle school emo phase?
Well, like, you know, people's middle school emo phase. You didn't have one because you're weird.
I'm weird?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You never want to just paint your eyes black? And
paint my eyes black? The eyeballs?
Walk into school.
No, I've never wanted to paint my eyeballs black.
Well, a lot of kids do, so.
Oh, well. That's... I don't think you can see if you paint your eyeballs black.
What are we on? Number 5?
Yeah. Number 5.
Number 5, we're gonna go with, Acting Like That.
Okay.
I think it's a Machine Gun Kelly song, but I'm not sure. Also features Youngblood.
Acting Like That. You think it's a Machine Gun Kelly song.
Well, Youngblood's name is first, so maybe it's a Youngblood song. And Blood is also spelled B-L-U-D, not...
B-L-U-D?
Yeah, it's Y-U-N-G-B-L-U-D.
Okay. Let's see. It does say Youngblood. Oh, it's all one word, too. Mm-hmm. Feet Machine Gun Kelly, so I believe it's a Youngblood song.
Okay, so that song... another one that's kind of like, you know, throwback to the high school days, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is pretty good rockin' song. I don't think it's old. I don't know. I wouldn't say it was a song from high school. I would say it's a...
Oh, it feels it like high
It sounds like it would be something you would listen to when you were in high school, yes. But still an all-around good song for, you know...
Oh, it was released in 2020.
So there for you all go. Around.
That's last year.
So that was number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, we're going to go with Fine Apple by Nick D. This is a TikTok song, actually.
Fine Apple.
Fine Apple by Nick D.
Fine Apple.
Fine.
Fine, like... Fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I found it.
Like, if you were words, you'd be the fine print.
That's... I understand.
It's
I got
the
it
lyrics
now.
In the song.
Got it.
So, yeah, this is a TikTok song. Guy on TikTok wrote this song for his wife.
Mm.
I don't know if it ended up blowing up or not. I really liked it. I wouldn't say it's a cute song because I don't say shit like that, but like, it's a nice song from his wife.
Say shit like that. I'm too metal.
Ooh, Milford's calling me.
Oh, what's Milford want?
I don't fucking know. I don't need to know.
Milford, Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, you just gave away the state we're in, man. You said we're going to get murdered earlier. Now.
Well, how many Detroits do people know of?
Somebody's outside your window just waiting to kill us now.
We're somewhere in the vicinity of Milford and Detroit, which is like a quarter of the state.
Well, now you just told them which quarter of the state we're in, damn it.
Yeah, the top left.
The top left, exactly.
That's where Milford and Detroit are.
Right next to Marquette.
It's the top middle. Oh, you're trying to throw them off the scent.
By Port Austin in the top left.
If we go to our left, we're in Chicago.
Exactly. Wait, no, that's correct.
Well, we got to go a lot to our left. I was just talking about a little bit to
left
our left.
And down.
If we go north, we're in Canada. No, that one would give it away. There's not many places where that happens. What are we on, four?
Yeah.
After Fine Apple.
Four, we're going to go with Kilby Girl.
Kilby Girl?
Yes, by the Backstreet Lovers.
Okay. Like the boys, but different.
Yeah, it's not the Backstreet Boys. It's all of the Backstreet Boys decided to become lovers.
And okay.
That's their new brand, their new band.
There are... How long is a song?
I don't know.
Oh my God, he's just playing it.
4 minutes and 42
seconds. 4 minutes. Google has four... No, three paragraphs of lyrics for this. Is this how many lyrics are in this song?
Yeah.
There's only that many lyrics in 4 minutes?
Wait.
Like, just what's right there? Oh, he's singing it to himself now. He's got to check. That's all it is. Do you remember this song? Do they just repeat the lyrics over and over again?
I don't think so. I don't think they repeat them.
Let me see if this place has better lyrics than...
I really like the album cover, or the artwork on the cover here.
Okay. What does it look like here?
It's just a bicycle, but I think it's a really cool picture. It's like a vintage. It's kind of like a vintage picture.
Those are all the words, apparently.
Apparently, they just repeat the same thing over and over again, so apparently I like repetitive songs.
Apparently. And... It's I guess like four little chunks here on this website, and two of the chunks are exactly the same.
Yes, that would be the chorus.
Interesting.
This is a great song about like falling in love kind of thing.
Okay,
I really like it. Yeah, it's a great song.
Gotcha. Rain is back in this song. We're back to it's raining.
So that was number four?
I think so.
All right, number three, we're going to go with Wasting Time by the Mowglis.
She was 19, and she had a fake ID and a nose ring.
Yes, and those kind of girls tend to know things.
Apparently.
Yes.
They're chasing Jack with love. It's an interesting chaser. I don't know what, you know.
That would mean, like, shot sex.
Oh, okay. That every, like, are they only taking one shot, or?
Shot sex. Okay. Shot sex.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Good to know. What are we on, number four?
Number three. Wasting Time by the Mowglis. One of my favorite TikTokers. Am I allowed to say a TikToker's name if they're famous already? Okay. Her name's Susie. I don't know her TikTok name, but if you go find her, her name's Susie. She does a thing called the OnlyPans. Great cooking show. Got a lot of great recipes on there.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own podcast, actually, with her friend Randall, called the Before the Hangover, where they make drinks based on suggestions that the listeners send in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, you know, do the same thing that we do.
Talk
to each other, yeah. And, her dog's name is Mowgli, and she does updates on her dog. Like, she got it as a puppy, and she's done updates as it grows up, and I love that dog.
Oh, so this has nothing to do with the song except...
No, not at all. Gotcha. Like, but I would pay, like, $1,000 for that dog.
$1,000 for that dog?
I love dogs.
Okay.
I can't wait till I move out so I can get a dog, since Mom won't let us have a dog.
Well, I think it's more like we don't have time for a dog.
What are you talking about? I'm always home. You're always home.
Well, then
home.
Get a damn dog.
Well, I can't because Mom won't let us.
I don't think that's how it works. If you just brought right a dog, she wouldn't really have anything to say about it.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, just bring a dog.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know how poorly she would react to that? She reacts poorly when we don't put our dishes in the dishwasher.
What's she gonna do? Kick the dog out?
Yes.
No.
Yes, she will.
It's like
she'll say, "Take it to your dad's."
No.
Yes.
Well, what song are we on? Number two?
No, we never described the
song. Oh, talk about Mowgli's.
Wasting Time by the Mowgli's. The Mowgli's is a very good alt rock band. First off, I like them for their name. Not only is it a set dog's name, but Mowgli from Lost in the Jungle. What's that movie called? The Jungle Book.
Lost in the Jungle.
The Jungle Book. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of the Jungle Book,
uh-huh.
We're off on another tangent here.
Apparently.
Have you seen the video of Winnie the Pooh and the Jungle Book side by side?
No.
It's the exact same animation.
Well, maybe similar people animated
No, it's the exact same animation. Hold on.
You're saying, like, Winnie the Pooh, like, jumps off a waterfall and then the little Mowgli kid jumps off a waterfall?
No, I'm gonna find it for you.
What are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm gonna find it for you.
It's the same style of animation?
No, it is the exact... Look, watch.
Okay, I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna react as it's happening. Oh, there's music. Oh.
It's the exact same animation.
What's that? Christopher Robin and Mowgli are doing the same thing right now. That had to be intentional, right? Like, they needed this scene for one of them, and they were like, well, we already had this drawn, let's just change the character a little bit. Oh, he's gonna fall off a cliff! Oh, it wasn't
like,
very...
Like, it is the exact same... It's so creepy.
I thought it was a big cliff.
There's like, it's like another, like, 4 or 5 minutes that's the exact same. And then there's other scenes that are the exact same, too. Like, there's a scene where they're like... You know the one where the monkey steals steals Mowgli from Blue? You know, like, Blue's running with Mowgli, and then the monkey comes by and, like, steals him.
Maybe. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
That is also in Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
Like, there's...
Like a monkey steals Pooh?
No.
Oh.
It's like a... I think they're stealing a cookbook or something in Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what are we on?
I don't know if you ever explained the song, but we can continue to number two.
Wasting Time. It's a really chill song. It's when you're more laid back in a laid back mood. This week I didn't really put any upbeat like bangers in. Maybe I'll do that next week. I'll do like a bangers playlist next week. Cause I got party song. This is just more of like a laid back chill kind of week.
Okay.
So what are we on, number two?
I think
please
so.
Please start playing. Number two, we're going to go with, ooh.
Ooh?
Ooh! See, this is the difficult one that I didn't know, so I'm just going to give these two a tie for number one.
Okay.
So I'll say the first one.
You didn't have to rank them.
By Zach Hood. Is called Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
This is, right now, this is my favorite song. It's just a great, it's a great song. It's about chilling with, like, your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the album cover is him painting his girlfriend's nails, and, like, she painted his nail. It's cool. Great song. I'd recommend you listen to it.
Okay.
Moving on to number one. This is my all-time favorite band. It's a great band called The Band Camino.
The band is called The Band Camino?
The Band Camino. Okay. Song is Free of Charge. I don't really know how
the
to
the song is free, or that's the name of
free
it?
Free of Charge.
Okay.
I don't really know how to describe this one.
That's a song? That would be the word it... You could start right there.
What?
That it's a song. That's how you...
Yeah, it's a song.
Okay.
He sings, and there's some guitar. It's kind of more of a rock vibe to me.
Okay.
I am by no way a music, like, connoisseur, but...
I guess I never knew how many words are actually in a song, because this one looks like there's, like... 3 words in it, too.
I think this one's also short.
Oh, okay. It came out in 2016. Oh, you're playing it now. Good.
This one's 346.
346. That's
so
long.
So an entire minute left.
That's the first song.
Yeah, this one came out the year that I graduated, so one of the big reasons why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of songs from 2016. That was a great year.
Okay.
Did a lot of great things back then. That's it.
Okay. I thought your sentence was continuing and it stopped.
No, I stopped it with a preposition again.
So those are your current favorite songs?
Current favorites.
For apparently this week, you said?
They have been on repeat for quite a while. Well, most of them quite a while. Some of them just this week.
Did you just want to do a quick run back down the top 10, or do you not remember?
I really don't remember. Hold on. I got this.
Okay.
All right. Number 10 was... used to. Nope. Number 10 was Banana Pancakes.
Okay.
Number 9...
was the Machine Gun Kelly one, I think.
Tongue Tied.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallow. Youngblood. Black Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, number 9 was Tokyo Drifting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should have written these now.
Oh, my God. All right, give up. Just give up now.
Oh, number 9 was Tokyo Drifting. Number 8 was Tongue Tied. Number 7 was Acting Like You. Number 6, One of Them Girls.
Yep.
Number 5, Pineapple. Number 4, Kilby Girl. Number 3, Wasting Time. Number 2 and number 1 were Isabel and Free of Charge.
Okay. There you go.
Suck it.
So go listen all those songs right now, but after this. Right now, but after this. You know, like when this ends, listen to those exact songs.
Yes.
And then come back and listen to this for the stunning analysis of each of those songs.
Stunning. Yes, stunning. Stunning as in terrible. But
where you just said they sing.
They sing. I'm not a music connoisseur. I don't know how to. I know more about coffee than I know about music.
What do you? You don't know anything about music?
I mean, like, I know what the song sounds like. I just don't know how to describe them.
Well, if I knew what they sounded like, I could help you describe them, but I didn't know.
Well, you should start listening.
Okay, well, I'll listen to those
music in the car.
Specific songs.
I have played all of those in the last week in your car.
I didn't
except
hear.
For used to.
Okay. I just wasn't paying attention, apparently.
Yeah, I know you never.
That's okay. My car doesn't like my phone anymore. Apparently, just likes your phone, which is a bunch of crap.
Whose fault is that?
I don't know whose fault that is.
Don't treat your car like shit, and it will like you.
I didn't treat my car like shit.
There's water bottles all over that thing.
Yeah, that's fine. It was cold outside. You can't clean your car while it's cold.
Yes, you can. You put it in the garage.
No.
Bring the space heater
out. No, I'm not going to go through all that.
Turn your car on. Shut the garage door.
Yeah.
And turn the heat on.
Don't try this at home. Turn your car on and shut the garage door. Asphyxiate yourself.
Asphyxiation.
Did you say asphyxiation? What?
Spell it. Asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation. I can't even say it. Can you spell it?
can you spell it?
It's got to be like
Want to call me out on...
It starts with an A.
Preposition.
I'm going to start typing it in and see what happens. A-S-P-H... Oh, yes. Y-X-I-A-T-I-O-N.
Just to clarify, he did not know how to spell it. He just waited for Google to bring up the word.
I got the first four letters right.
So?
The first four letters.
We're going to clarify.
Nailed it. It's fixed. Oh, okay. Some interesting pictures that go along with this one.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
Well, one of them might be.
Mm.
The first one's just a woman like this. the second one appears to have some sort of leash.
Excuse me?
She's... the second picture there.
Okay, that one's definitely autoerotic asphyxiation.
And then the third one is just like a woman holding her chest.
Ew.
So that's more of a heart attack than asphyxiation, I think. I gotta stop saying this word because I cannot say it. Oh, there's two people kissing. Oh, 10 things to know about erotic asphyxiation. No, I'm not looking at that. Get out of here. We looked at Bigfoot dicks for like 20 minutes last time.
Alright, so I think we should do a new part of the show.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Was that a phone?
No, I believe that was the garbage truck or the recycling truck outside again.
I think we should start doing, like, a question of the week thing.
A question of the week?
Yeah.
Do you have the question of the week, or am I supposed to find this question?
That would be up to you. Do you want me to do the question of the week, or do you want to do
the question? Yeah, you could do the week? Question of the week.
Question of the week. Okay, let me think of a question really fast. All
right, we got a new segment here. Let me figure it out right now.
Where do you want to live?
Where
why?
Do I want to live?
Where do you want to live and why? Like, when you get older, when you are an adult,
when
finally.
I'm an
when
adult,
you finally become
when I
an adult
finally, I drank a whole coffee today that
I know,
was half creamer.
You made a good first step.
It was half creamer, but
to
I
being
drank
an
it.
Adult drinking coffee.
What's I don't know why I had a flash to the office of Michael. Was he drinking something and going like, phew. Oh no, it was when he was kissing Oscar. That's what I was thinking of.
So you're equating drinking coffee to kissing another man?
No. I just like the way he was reacting.
You're when equating he was like, you drinking coffee to kissing another man.
Do you know that was not scripted?
Yes.
They were supposed to hug, yeah. And then he kissed him.
Yes.
We could do a whole episode about not scripted things in shows. There's a lot of them.
Oh, I know a lot of good stuff. Ones.
But what was your question of the day?
Where do you want to live and why when you grow up?
And why? Scranton, Pennsylvania.
When you move out of our mother's house.
Where do I want to live? That's a tough question. Somewhere where it's warmer.
Follow up question.
Okay.
Are you taking mom or do I have to? that sounded bad. Are you gonna get mom or am I gonna get mom in the divorce?
I think it sounded worse. Are we getting divorced?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if we moved to separate houses, I think that counts as a divorce.
Gotcha. I guess.
I'm getting mom?
Yeah.
Why am I getting mom?
Well, I feel like.
Do you not love our mother?
No, I do. What? Don't look at me like
that.
Doesn't
sound like it.
Well, here's the thing, right? Where are you going to end up? Let me hear your end up first, and then I'll decide.
Where do I want to live?
Yes.
I told you. Oh, I guess I didn't tell them last
night.
Yeah, I told you last night.
You know.
God, I told you last night, Austin. Remember. So Europe is where I want to end up.
Just any part of Europe?
Well, I haven't really looked into where the branches for Interpol are.
Okay.
But I know there's one in Germany, mm-hmm. So I want to... I'd say somewhere in, like, Western Europe is where
Western
I want to
end up. Western Europe. France, Belgium, Germany.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Spain?
Hmm.
Could be Portugal? I can see that as a real possibility.
Listen, Dwight.
We're back to the office.
I don't know how it... I think you just get assigned a position based on what kind of agent you apply
for.
So you're
going to get assigned to Detroit, Michigan.
No, they do not have a branch in the United States.
Oh, wow. Well.
I could get assigned to South America, though.
Oh, there you go.
Which would kind of suck.
Argentina?
I don't want to die.
I can see that happening.
It's a very real possibility. But anyways, I want to live in Europe eventually.
Okay, that's nice. I just want to live where it's warm.
Well, you have to pick a place.
A specific place?
A specific
place.
Austin,
Texas.
Austin, Texas. Yeah. You want to live there when they lose power?
Well, I mean, hopefully by the time I get there, they'll have fixed that issue. And maybe it won't be cold like that. Like, I don't know when the last time it was that cold in Texas and that much snow was.
There's no higher aspirations, just Texas?
I mean, there's not a specific place. I just want to be warm.
There's not, like, a place where your job is, like, you know, thriving and you're just, like, it's warm there, too.
No, my job is on the computer. It's not, like...
Well, don't you have to get hired by a company?
Well, yeah, but what if I work for myself?
Well, what are you going to do
for
yourself?
Then I can work anywhere.
Well, then you're going to need mom because she can be your accountant.
I'm just going to podcast forever.
You're going to need mom as an accountant, so.
Oh, okay. That's I'm going to have an in-house accountant?
Exactly.
Mm.
You're going to need help with that.
An in-house accountant.
Yes.
I like it.
There you go. So mom is yours. I'll come visit,
I'm going to move to Germany, and you're going to move to Texas?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. We switch places.
No.
No?
No.
I can't speak German, so I can't go to Germany.
Nine!
Okay, you can speak one word of German. That's all you know?
Ich. Ich is something.
Ich bin.
What is that? The new terrorist?
No.
Ich bin?
I forget what it... I think it's like I am or something like that. Can speak a very small amount of Spanish.
I can speak French.
Okay, hit us.
Some French.
Hit us.
I can count to five in French.
On don't block out tank?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Because it's a story.
Okay, give us a story.
On don't trois. They were three little cats.
Uh-huh.
Which is four, and they sank in a boat. That's five.
Gotcha. Three little cats sank in a boat. On don't trois. Cat sank. Gotcha.
That's the only thing I remember from French, but I took it when I was in seventh grade, so that's pretty damn good, I think.
That's pretty good?
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. How much Spanish do you remember?
Not that much because I slept through most of my... The only reason I passed my Spanish class is because of my friend's cousin. She sat in front of me and she would let me copy.
Gotcha. Do you know what copy is in Spanish?
No.
I don't either.
I know what write is.
What is write?
Escribir.
Mm-hmm. But that you didn't conjugate it.
Well, I didn't know who was writing.
Yo, escribo?
Neither of us are writing. And you don't put the yo in front of it if it's conjugated. You just say escribo.
Well, you can. Like, yo soy.
That's just, like, that's stupid, though.
What do you mean that's stupid?
You would put it in front of soy, yes, because that's two things that need to be together.
What?
You don't just say soy.
You can just say, why are we arguing about Spanish? You can just say soy.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can.
No.
If I type in...
Because soy isn't a verb.
I'm going to type in... Yes, it is.
No, it's not. What is soy?
To be.
Or not to be.
Yeah, no.
Soy
is...
y no soy.
It's... ser is the parent verb. Soy is the I conjugation.
Hmm.
Soy, eres, es, somos, sois, and son.
Yeah?
I knew that all off the top of my head. You didn't
100%.
Hear the keyboard clicking before I said all that. Yeah, you can just say, like, soy es muy feo.
Well, I just told you I slept through my... And I'm not ugly, by the way.
Well, I said soy, so that would be I.
Oh, well, then I agree with that statement. CC.
CC?
CC, because in any other foreign language, you have to say yes twice, or they don't understand.
I don't think that's how it works.
Wee wee, CC?
How do you say yes in other languages? Go.
I don't know.
CC?
Ni hao, ni hao.
Ni hao, ni hao.
I don't know.
Is ni hao yet yes?
No, I think ni hao is good morning or something
sure
like that.
Thank
Hello.
You, maybe.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. That's not how you spell that.
What did you type in? K-N-E-E-H-O-W? No,
I didn't. I found, there's a cartoon here. Ni hao Kailan from Noggin.
What does our cousin know how to speak? Is it Japanese or is it Korean?
I think it's Korean.
Korean.
So that's the question of the day. Where do you want to live? You're going to go to Germany. I'm going to go to Texas.
Well, yeah, I couldn't really think of a better one on the spot. I had one yesterday, but I didn't write it down and I forgot.
You forgot?
Yeah.
Okay. You're polluting the studio.
That's what we can do every episode. We'll just say, find the fart.
Find the fart?
Find the fart.
We didn't fart in the first two episodes.
Well, we can start from now on.
Okay, I'll go back and add them.
Discluding the first two episodes. Find
you
the fart
maniac.
In all of our episodes.
I'll give it, maybe we both give a question of the day.
Okay,
do you
want to
both give a question
of the
day?
What's your question of the day?
If you could only eat one restaurant's chicken sandwich for the rest of
Taco
the year.
Bell, without a doubt.
No,
I haven't even tried it yet.
It's a taco. But it does just look like a bun folded over in half, so.
If I could eat any restaurant's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, for the rest of your life. It was more of a joke question than anything else, but if
oh,
you want
to do you want a
it,
real question then? Do a real question?
Do I want to do a real question?
Yeah.
I wasn't really prepared.
Neither was I.
What's your favorite episode of The Office? Go.
Of The Office? Why wouldn't you ask me New Girl?
Because we were talking about The Office.
Okay, we're going to do what's my favorite episode of New Girl, what's your favorite episode of The Office.
Okay.
I already know yours, though. Isn't yours the,
yes.
Dinner party?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dinner party.
That's the correct answer. There's only one correct answer.
I don't know. Witch Hunt is also pretty good.
Gay Witch Hunt?
Gay Witch Hunt.
Yeah, that's a
I didn't
want to
say Gay Witch Hunt.
You said gay last episode.
Did I really?
Yes, you called me gay last episode. Do we need to kiss now?
We're still uncertain.
Let's hug and then I'll turn it into a kiss, unscripted.
No, thank you.
Let's go.
Oh, my ear itches.
Because
Oh, look, London. Oh, have you not built this one yet?
Do you need to stay focused, Mr. ADHD?
Well, listen, I don't have it. Okay, what's my favorite episode of New Girl?
Yes. You have to pick one.
This is probably going to be pretty controversial,
oh
but it's the first one that popped into my head. Ingram Petersky. You haven't seen that one yet because you haven't watched season 7. Season 7,
I've
by the way,
the whole show.
Was garbage.
I agree.
But Ingram Petersky is the very last episode where Winston reveals that... Oh, spoiler alert before I go and give this out. Spoiler alert.
For
Winston,
the, 4-year-old thing?
Winston goes and reveals that he is the person that evicted Jess and Nick from the apartment by plastering his face on a moving truck
mm-hmm.
that says, gotcha.
I guess it only ended 3 years ago.
One of my favorite scenes from New Girl, though, is when Winston is pulling pranks and he walks into the bathroom with Schmidt, and Schmidt turns around and Winston is holding a ski, and he just goes, "I'm gonna hit you with a ski," and then smacks Schmidt. That's my favorite, one of my favorite scenes.
Okay. It ended May 2018. Yes. Also, I have seen the whole thing.
So, oh, have you?
Yeah. I've told you multiple times that it should have ended after six seasons.
Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it shouldn't have. There's a lot of things out there where people want to see spinoffs. Like, they want to see Nick and Jess's time in Europe.
Okay.
That would be kind of cool. They want to see Schmidt and Cece have the baby.
Okay. Just, like, the actual birth?
Well, they want to see, like, them have the baby up until her third birthday, because that's when they started. It was, like, 3 years later. And then, I don't think there were any spinoffs wanted on Winston, but I think that would be an interesting one as well. Like, him do kind of like a cop show with him and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool, I think. One of my things with this show, though, we're on a New Girl tangent. We're not coming off.
Apparently.
We're at an hour or two, so this is probably the last thing we should talk
about. We can keep going.
Okay. So this is going to be an extra long episode because I got problems with
New
Girl.
You can't go too long because I do have to leave for work in like 27 minutes.
Okay. So one of my main issues with New Girl is the fact that you just watch Winston lose his mind slowly. Like, when he comes back to the show in episode two, and they were going to use Damon Wayans, but he got a offer for another show that he did, which was okay. It wasn't too good. Got canceled pretty quick.
Is that why he came back?
Yes. So Winston comes back as a normal person. Like, normal to anyone's standards. Like, cool guy. Played basketball in Latvia. That's a little weird, but cool. You know, normal guy. Over the seasons, he just loses his mind.
Just...
By the end of the show, this man is, like, bouncing off the walls crazy, but is a cop. That, like, kind of normalized him a little bit more, but, like, the middle section of the show where he was just, like, showering with cats and stuff, like...
cats and stuff.
We were worried.
You were worried or we?
I was worried.
Who's the we?
The whole New Girl fan base.
You know, that's something that annoys me sometimes. What? When people just say we... And they don't, like, explain who the we is.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Well, I understand who it is, because they are farmers. Like, the insurance company. Oh, okay. Did you not? Okay. So
no, I thought it was actual
farmers. You want me to just schedule you an episode or two where you can talk about New Girl?
I mean, I got a lot to talk about.
Okay, well, we'll put that in the list of things to do.
Okay.
Was that your whole New Girl
rant? That was my whole rant on Wednesday.
You said we're going to go forever, and it was a two-minute rant.
Well, you said I had to cut it short.
You didn't have to cut it that short. Do you have more thoughts?
No, we're good.
Okay, well, end the episode then.
Goodbye.
That's not... We practiced this last time.
I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
To be honest with you.
How would you do a goodbye? An ending of the show.
An ending of the show?
How would you do it? Let me see.
Goodbye.
No, you can't just say that. You have to... There's more to it.
Okay,
Here we go. I'm ready for this. You got it. He's thinking. His eyes are blinking more than usual.
Goodbye.
You can't just say goodbye.
Okay, let's see. A serious one. Thanks for listening to the Woom Boom Boom Buddies. We have to make sure that you can hear the B in there because there is a B just like comb. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for listening to Womb Buddies. My name is Brendan. This is my cohort, Austin.
Cohort?
Cohort.
Okay.
I didn't call you a warthog, though. This is my warthog of a brother, Austin.
Thank you.
This is the third Queener goodbye we have done on this show, and it will continue for the rest of the show. Thanks for watching. Tune in next Thursday to hear our next crazy, obscene rants on the randomest of topics.
I think you were the only one that ranted this time. Did I rant?
No. See if you can find all the farts.
There's only one.
There's only one. There can only be one.
It'd be really funny if it didn't get picked up on the mic and nobody could hear it.
They're all just listening. Where's the fart?
People would go insane.
Anyways, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Thursday. Goodbye.
Unless you're listening to this on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
Tuesday, already
or Wednesday.
Said goodbye.
Goodbye. Say it again.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.